You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Acts chapter 8, verse 39 to 40. Now, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. I want to say a few things about technology. Technology is a double-edged sword. It is advancing greatly. It is very useful. But at the same time, it is very dangerous. A man that had so much messages on YouTube with about 1.5 million followers was pulled down from YouTube. That channel was removed. His TV was also shut down. Now, in this particular case, in my own judgment, I believe that the man, what he's preaching is falsehood. But that is not the point. The point is that it is possible that many of these platforms, they can shut down whatever we are doing in a single day. And the algorithm on the platforms does not favor Christ. A young lady can be shaking her breast on a live video, and that video will be pushed out to millions of people. But a man can be preaching eternal truth that will save the souls of men, and hardly will they push it out to 50 people. So you can see that even the algorithm is against Christ. It's against the name of Jesus. They designed it deliberately to be so. Many of our videos have been flagged. There is nothing in those videos. No abusive language, nothing. It was just Christ. And they flagged. I've lost count of several of our videos. Some, they never even restored it. Some, after we appealed, they were able to restore it. But yet, it's a technology that we must use. But there's something we must know, because sometimes when we look at the disadvantage, when we look at the danger that we can all be shut down, all the social media platforms can be shut down in a single day, including WhatsApp, Telegram, even our mobile phone, everything. Our bank can be cut off. I learned that in China now, your money can expire as a Christian if they deem you to be doing activities that does not align with the government. Your money in your account simply expires. So if you are doubting the fact that the Antichrist will come and that people will not be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast, we are closer to it than ever before. But I want to encourage our heart. Because if you look at the passage we read, Philip, after he had baptized the man he preached to, you know, many people are struggling to be baptized today, interestingly. You can baptize somebody immediately. They give their life to Christ. It doesn't have to, they don't have to go through baptismal classes and so on. It's good. It's okay. But they can also be baptized instantly. We saw that in the scriptures. Now, but you see, Stephen, after baptizing the eunuch, disappeared and appeared in another city. Why is this relevant to technological issue? I want to say that as advanced as we may think we are on earth, our technology is a cake to heavenly technology. We don't have technology that can travel at the speed at which Philip appeared in Caesarea. We don't have that kind of technology. Anything you see that we are doing here that we think is advanced to us is nothing compared to heaven. So heaven is far ahead of the earth. So there is nothing they want to do technologically that God is not ahead of them. And he will give us wisdom on how to function at a time like this. So we don't need to be afraid and think that, oh, they are just going to shut us down and so on. There will be heavenly technology communicated to us. The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of man. So whatever we think we can do, you can travel maybe from Nigeria to US now is about 13 to 14 hours. But Philip could do that in less than microseconds. That's to tell you heavenly technology. In the spirit realm, they travel in the speed with the speed of thought. Things move with the speed of thought. You know, so the technology of heaven, that's why when we read the book of Revelation and some of these revealing books, we find it difficult to comprehend. Because the technology that are mentioned there, I'm just using the word technology to describe it, is superior, is far ahead, as in Jesus does not need the engine of an aircraft for him to ascend to heaven. Look at the chariot that came to pick Elijah. It was so fast, it was instant. We don't have those kind of technology here. We don't even have anything remotely close. So brethren, be confident that you belong to a kingdom that is technologically far advanced than this world. And if we truly pursue the kingdom, we will receive wisdom in this kingdom. God will provide us means, technology to get things done. Look at Philip. What social media platform could have given him the speed at which he had to preach? The Bible says he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. What kind of platform will he have to be able to travel that fast and do that? It was God who provided that technology. We thank God for the technology on earth. It has its own disadvantages and advantages, but our hope is in the Lord. Our confidence is in the Lord. The technology of heaven far exceeds whatever that we have here on earth. And because we belong to the kingdom of heaven, we have access to the divine wisdom of heaven to carry out the will of God, to execute the purpose of God on earth. So, whereas those technology may be useful, we must maintain our relationship with the Lord. That is where our own strength comes from. They can shut down all our social media platform in one day, but nobody can shut down the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. It must be preached in all the earth and to all creation. And that is why our confidence is only in the Lord. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.